This is episode 1045. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I want to wish you a happy Easter if you're celebrating Easter today. And I want to welcome you to the launch of a brand new meditation series. This is part one of our seven-part series we're launching into this week on how to use different meditation techniques for self-care. And this is a request that comes from a longtime listener, Beverly. Beverly wanted a series on self-love to where you focus on caring for yourself and drawing your confidence, self-respect from yourself rather than relying on other people's opinions of you and letting those opinions influence how you feel about yourself. So I thought this was an important topic that many people battle with. But I want to mention that as I considered different techniques for this particular topic on self-care, I realized that really self-care is so much about being open and receptive to who you are. And so this week's series is going to explore different ways to focus on your needs rather than on your wants, because you'll find that when you allow yourself to be influenced by other people or other situations, and their influence carries heavy weight on how you feel about yourself, this often has to do with focusing on what you need and what you want. And so you're going to explore the difference of wants and needs throughout this series, as well as mindfulness. In fact, today's meditation technique is going to be all about mindfulness. You'll also explore throughout the week how to act from your needs rather than from your wants, how to practice some good self-care, how to set boundaries, how to protect yourself, how to forgive yourself, and how to live intentionally with your own true nature, drawing that out a little bit more. And this is a series that I adapted from a seven-step protocol for self-love. And this is from Dr. Deborah Koshaba. And this is from an article she wrote for Psychology Today, where she talks about what self-love is and how to cultivate it. And basically, what she shares is that self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support your physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. She says self-love is dynamic. It grows by actions that mature us. And what she means by this is that when we act in ways that help to nurture us and recognize our strengths as well as our weaknesses, we have less of a need to explain away our shortcomings. We have more compassion for ourselves as human beings struggling to find personal meaning, and we're more centered on our life purpose and values. And as a result of this, we expect living fulfillment through our own efforts. So in today's meditation technique, which I encourage you to do, is to become more mindful. And when you become more mindful, you know how your thoughts influence you, how situations and people influence you. You become really attuned to how you're feeling in the moment. And this is exactly what you cultivate as you sit down and show up for yourself day in and day out as you meditate. So As you sit down to meditate today, or as you go about your day, the focus is all on mindfulness. And in that mindfulness, as you settle yourself in to your meditation, or as you go about the day and listen to this episode, focus on how you're feeling, where you may feel a certain emotion or a certain thought in your body. If you feel yourself tense or tightened somewhere in your body, become aware of this. When you become aware of these sensations as you sit down to meditate, then as you go about your day and you're triggered by different stress and overwhelm and distraction, you automatically revert to this habit you cultivate in meditation, where you start to notice, oh, this is kind of triggering me, and I'm noticing my muscles tighten in my stomach, and I noticed that this particular person or event or situation triggered that. And so you start to see a path unravel before you as to where things ultimately started to distract you, to stress you, to overwhelm you. And when you have this knowledge, then you can do something about it. Then you can do a technique to relax yourself in situations that are likely to trigger stressful responses. But it's really only with this inner knowledge that you can feel as though you can manage your emotions rather than simply react. And that is powerful. Mindfulness has been one of the most studied forms of meditation. And science is showing that when you're mindful, focusing on how you're adapting to certain thoughts and different stresses, then you begin to manage your reactions in a much better way. And this happens because you're activating and enhancing the prefrontal part of your brain, your prefrontal lobes. And this is the area where when you develop it, you're still experiencing stress. But the more you develop it by meditating more consistently, you begin to train your brain to manage a reaction to stress in a much better way. So you're still triggered, but you're able to get back on track much easier. So as you go about your meditation today and throughout this series, my challenge for you is this: focus on how you're feeling in the moment, not with judgment, not with anger or upset if you're feeling stressed. Just notice, I'm experiencing stress from that, or this situation saddens me, or causes me great anxiety, or causes me intense joy, whatever it may be. Just notice. And then begin to go deeper into that experience, where you notice where it might be settling within your body, how it might be impacting your breath, or maybe your heart. Maybe it's calming your heart, or you're feeling your heart beat more rapidly. Simply notice. Be mindful. That's all you have to do. That's all it takes, is noticing your reaction to stress. So take this meditation technique, being mindful, noticing your thoughts, your emotions, how you respond. Take this into your meditation. Or if you're walking, listening to this, take it into your day. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is always customized around a theme that we explore throughout the whole week, so you can really master a particular quality in your life. And this week is all about self-care. And I wish you a happy Easter again if you're celebrating Easter. And if you would like to be guided in a full 30-minute or 15-minute meditation, depending on how far you want to go, you can find brand new guided meditations every single day at my website, which is at sipinom.com. That's sip, just like sipping tea, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, om. That might be what you say at the end of your meditation, sip and om. So there I have a subscription meditation site called Slow Down Nation, and you can try it as my guest for 2 weeks, absolutely free. You get access to over 1,000 guided meditations, a private Facebook group just for members of Slow Down Nation, a journal customized around the week's theme so you can go a little more deeply into that theme, and a slowdown guide with each technique organized nicely for you so you don't have to remember what was that breathing technique or what was that mudra or what was that affirmation. It's organized nicely for you. And again, you can find that at sipandom.com. So go into your meditation today, meditating just to the point where you could go a little bit further, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.